Good morning, Professor.
Hi, James.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. So why do you believe that pill testing is so important?
Well, I'm a researcher and I come at policy based on whether there's enough evidence that it's likely to produce positive effects. And we know both from international evidence and from the first pilot that was held in Canberra last year that pill testing does decrease the risks if someone has their pill tested or their drug tested. They are much more likely to change their behaviour.
So the FOMO Festival said its anti-drug message started weeks before the event and was on display at the festival itself. Is pill testing, I guess, really enough, or is the culture of music festival also, I guess, a massive part of the problem?
Well, it depends. It depends on what you see as the problem, I suppose. The reality is that a lot of people use drugs recreationally. The kind of acceptable drugs to use recreationally are things like alcohol, and I would suspect that about 80 to 90% of Australians drank over the Christmas period to experience pleasure and relaxation. Illegal drug use is no different, and young people use recreational drugs for pleasure, for relaxation, and festivals are just one location where illicit drugs are used. They're actually used in all sorts of other places as well.
So there is this kind of myth, I guess it could be called, because it's not really going off any numbers, but that pill testing ends up in more people taking illicit drugs and all these other kind of knock-on effects. What would you say to those people that say that, particularly, I guess, the New South Wales government?
Sure. Well, I think that's something that the Premier has articulated. There's no evidence to support that. The only evidence that we have is that people reduce their consumption if they are provided with results that are contrary to what they expect. So in a study from the UK, people who had their drugs tested, if the result showed that it was something other than they had intended to consume, 20% of them disposed of those drugs and another two-thirds disposed of other substances that they had that weren't what they had intended to purchase. So the clear evidence from that study is that people reduce their drug use. They don't take the substances after they've been tested when the test results show that they're not what the person intended to consume. And we know this data from the UK also applies to Australia. So in the Groove in the Moo festival where there was a pilot of pill testing, 35% of people who had their drugs tested said they would change their behaviour. 18% would not consume the substance because it wasn't as intended, and 12% would consume it less. So we have good evidence that people make better choices when they have more information about the drugs. We have no evidence that drug use increases.
Yeah, the numbers definitely do not lie. I read quite a bit into the Canberra Festival, something about, I think it was 80 or so people around that number that did get their drugs tested, and they were given an armband or something like that to show that they did get those tested. And none of those people ended up in the first aid tent. None of those people were arrested or anything like that. So it's an extremely positive measure that's come out there. And an avid podcast listener, and Osher Ginsberg is someone who makes podcasts all the time, and he's very for pill testing. He was saying that it's an absolutely massive opportunity for people to get a quick, I guess, lesson about what they might be taking. If it's not what they want, it's they can have the option to dispose of it. And if it is exactly what they wanted, they get more information about how much water to drink, to stay with their friends, and all these other pieces of advice that make the day a lot easier and definitely better for their experience on those drugs. So it's definitely, I guess, though, important to achieve a balance in this debate. We do want to discourage people from taking, I guess, too many illicit substances, but also ensure they're safe if they choose to do so. How can we find that balance?
Well, I think, I mean, you know, perhaps ironically, that's actually one of the things that pill testing does. So So the key message that is given to everyone who arrives at any of the pill testing services is that no drug use is safe. They're given accurate information. They're given support, as you said. They're advised about some forms of harm reduction. So this is not about saying drug use is fine. We've tested these drugs and they have pure MDMA in them, so, you know, go away and be happy. That's absolutely not the message. The pill testing is staffed by experts who are experts in harm reduction, experts in health and welfare. This is about saying to people, drug use is very risky. No drug use is safe. To reduce the harms, these are the things that you can do. So it is not sending the message that this means that, you know, drug use is fine and okay. That's not the case.
Well, hopefully we can get the message across that pill testing is definitely a better answer than saying don't take drugs at all, across to our not only just New South Wales government, but definitely the federal government as well, to have it implemented across the country to make festivals so much safer for everyone that attends. But thank you so much, Professor, for joining us this morning and letting us know your side of it.
Thanks for having me, James.